Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me from the Iosco Aranac District Library, Lynn Bigelow. How are you, Lynn?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Glad to have you in. I'm doing fine. As always, you know what? It's springtime now, and that means spring break, and you're giving some kids some options again this year.
Yeah, you know, if you can't be in Florida or North Carolina or something, you can come to the library.
Yeah. And three nice programs that you have coming up. Two of them this week.
Yep. The Iosco County kids are out this week. So we have a program in, it's called Wild Potpourri. It is, these people have the largest live amphibian and reptile.
You know, I'm thinking potpourri. Potpourri.
They call potpourri as like we just tell them, bring what you want.
A mixed bag of amphibians and reptiles.
Yes, and they bring quite a few amphibians, which I'm fine with amphibians. Yeah. Reptiles, I don't mind turtles and stuff, but, you know, they love their snakes.
Snakes, I was going to say, reptiles has to lead
There's
the snakes.
There's always handfuls of snakes.
Oh.
And that's Nature Discovery. They're out of Williamston, and I've been doing this for a few years. But our first program is going to be in Oscoda, at the Robert J. Parks Library, on Wednesday, March 28th from 10:30 a.m. And then again in Hale at the Plainfield Township Library at 2 p.m.
Oh, all right. So that's coming up this Wednesday already.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. So bring the kids out for that one, all right?
Oh, yeah. They'll love it.
Yeah.
They'll love it.
No doubt.
And then
kids love that kind of thing.
Yes, they do.
Yeah.
Yes, they love those snakes. She had this black rat snake, you know, and man, they get big.
Yeah.
You know, it's around her arm and her neck, and you're just thinking, oh, man, you know, I'll touch that frog, but no, step away with the snake.
But the kids, they have no problem with that.
You're the corn snakes are up around them, and you're just thinking, okay, good.
Yeah.
I think maybe I was that brave at that age, but I don't know what happens. I don't know.
You know, as you get older, you do kind of maybe, the common sense kicks in a little bit more. And then we get to talk magic.
Oh, yeah. This is amazing. Eugene Clark's done programs for us before. He does puppets and stuff, but this is Magic Impossible.
Ooh.
And he's a lively man, and he keeps that show going, and it's a lot of fun tricks. And he does, fire eating, sword illusion. Sword, I can't even speak today.
Yeah, well, that's okay.
I'm not sure what multiplying spheres. Look at my English, it's just going today. I'm just so excited about
this
program.
That's what it is, yeah.
But he's always a lot of fun.
Yeah.
We always enjoy him a lot.
All right.
He's going to be at the Tawa City Library on Thursday, March 29th at 10:30 a.m. and at the Whittemore Library at 2 p.m.
All right. So this Thursday, it's the Amazing Clark and what is it called? Impossible Magic? Magic Impossible?
Magic Impossible.
There you go. I like that. All right. And then now next week, you've got a show coming out.
Yep. We have another magician. This is for the kids down in Aranac. I will be live for that day. Those school systems get their
all of it
same
together.
Week.
There you go.
But actually, it's kind of fun. It gives me a couple fun weeks.
Yeah, you're right.
It's magician Alan Kazam. We had him a couple years ago for summer reading. He hasn't been here
I recognized that. Yeah.
But he's from downstate, and he does the usual magic tricks.
Right.
Usual magic, but he does one trick that he made an object disappear. I can't, life of me, I can't remember it was a box or a cage. It was in his hands.
Yeah.
And it was just
gone. Oh, man.
And so that one was really, oh, my.
Wow.
So that's always a fun one. I'm hoping he'll do that one again. You never know. He might come up with something even better.
More mystifying.
Yes. The magic is magic, and I just love it.
Wow. All right. So Alan Kazam, where's he going to be and when?
That's on Tuesday, April 3rd. He's going to be at the Mary Johnston Memorial Library in Standish at 11:15 a.m.
Okay.
And then our Gray Community Library at 2 p.m.
Wow. All right. So some great magic. Magician Alan Kazam next Tuesday. And then this week, Wild Potpourri on Wednesday. And Magic with the Amazing Clark on Thursday.
I know. Just fun.
You're right. Now, where can they learn more about these shows? The website?
Yep, IoscoAranacLibrary.org, or you can give us a call at 989-362-2651.
Yes, and take advantage of your spring break with a spring break staycation with the Iosco Aranac District Library. And Lynn Bigelow, Lynn, it's always a pleasure to have you in. I know we were just talking before we went on. It'll seem like a couple of days and we'll be in to talk about the summer reading program.
I know. It'll
be here
tomorrow.
Sooner than you know. Well, thanks for joining us today, Lynn.
Well, thank you.